Vegan Cafe with 18% Man Tax Closing Shop. By Nate Church on April 25, 2019. Co-owner Alexandra O'Brien has announced that Handsome Hair will close on April 28, after just 2 years of business. In 2017, the Melbourne, Australia Vegan Cafe made feminist news with the decision to offer women preferred seating and charge men an 18% man tax to reflect the gender pay gap. Now, only 2 years later, the business is closing its doors for good. "It's been a wild journey to say the least," O'Brien wrote in a post entitled A Handsome Farewell. She continued, "When we opened Handsome Hair in 2017, we expected that perhaps we might make a stir through our brazen public discussions of structural inequality and oppression. The man tax blew up the internet, an idea that we didn't think was all too radical. Yet the way the world responded showed us how fragile masculinity is and solidified the necessity for us to confront and dismantle patriarchy. We were just one little tiny shop on Sydney Road that was trying to carve out a swathe of space to prioritize women and women's issues. And suddenly we became the punching bag of Melbourne and the internet. Yes, we are the evil, discriminatory, man-hating DS who charge men more when didn't you know the wage gap doesn't even exist? Meanwhile, gentlemen's social clubs live on and strong around Melbourne and the world over." She ended the message with thanks to Handsome Hair's community and friends, adding a vague declaration that the team was off to our next adventure up north where we will be doing some hands-on work. As reactions to the announcement pour in, both positive and negative alike, Handsome Hair counts down their final few days of business, imploring customers to visit them before they are gone. On its last day, the cafe will offer a pay-as-you-feel scheme to its last customers. Proceeds will be donated to Mating Nepal, a non-profit organization dedicated to protecting Nepali girls and women from crimes like domestic violence, trafficking for flesh trade, child prostitution, child labor and various forms of exploitation and torture.